The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Daryl Hazel. The Boilermakers are 1-2 in conference play and 3-4 overall. Purdue visits Minnesota on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call to questions from the media.
Yeah, we played a good Michigan State team last Saturday. Our guys played hard, and Michigan State really did a nice job of finishing the game. And we're really looking forward to going up to Minnesota and playing another good Big Ten football team in Minnesota. So we'll go up on Friday and look forward to playing on Saturday afternoon.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll open it up for questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Laura Smith with 97.1 The Fan.
Hi, Coach. I think everyone that we've spoken to when they've played Minnesota has said that the Gophers reflect the personality of their head coach. Is that what you see when you scout them?
Well, when you look at Minnesota, they're a well-coached football team. What you see is a lot of patience on their football team in terms of running the ball. They don't care. They don't mind punting the ball. And then they play really good defense. And Coach Keel's done a great job wherever he's been.
Your next question comes from one of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Daryl. You've got a lot of young guys now playing linebacker. Just wondering how you felt like they held up last week and what kind of the future is for those guys.
Well, you know, the linebacker position isn't where we had some issues last Saturday. I thought they would have a little bit more problems than what they did. They were out of gap probably two or three times. But the problem we had was our front and our secondary. And hopefully the linebackers continue to get better, but we need to get better play out of our defensive line and our guys in the back end.
And can you talk about just maybe kind of the future for those guys, some talented young guys you got there?
Oh, yeah. I think Juwan Bentley is special. I mean, he's a different kind of a guy. He is so instinctive. He runs well, and he's a very physical guy. So I think his ceiling is so high, it's amazing. The other guys, I think they're playing well. I mean, Danny E is playing with a lot of energy and doesn't understand exactly what we're asking of him to do yet, but he's getting better. And Jimmy Herman gets more and more physical each week. So they're getting better. We got to stay healthy, though, because there's only three of them.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Kyle Rowland with Fort Wayne Journal Gazette.
Hi, Daryl. Just wondering, these past 2 weeks, Austin's put up some pretty good stats in his first two starts. Just wonder, you know, how encouraging that is for the future, and just seems like he's really got, you know, some playmakers involved in the offense that, you know, maybe weren't doing as well earlier in the season.
Well, I think the thing about Austin right now that he's playing with so much confidence, and I think that's what's helping our whole football team, not only our offense, but our whole football team, gives them a little bit of boost on the sideline when we might be down a little bit. But you're right, he's finding some playmakers. He's making the plays that we're asking to make. We do have to take a little bit better care of the football than what we did last Saturday afternoon, but he continues to get better each week.
And I know, I mean, you're not in the moral victory business, so to speak, but just even in defeat, offensively, was it pretty encouraging what you guys did against the Michigan State defense?
Well, you know, they're such a good football team. They're such a good defense, and they're so sound. We were able to get some things on them. You know, we got to keep getting better as a football team and make sure we're making the improvements we need to make to have those victories at the end of the game. That's the key.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from one of Jason Gonzalez with the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hey, Coach. You mentioned, RC mentions of Purdue turning the corner with the type of first half you guys have had, but you touched on how it takes time to adapt to major changes in a system. Where do you feel your team or program stands in that reshape, rebuild, restore initiative?
Well, we're definitely taking major steps in the right direction. We have so many young guys on our team that they still have a lot of learning to do. Obviously, we're not there yet. We're getting closer. We get closer each week. I feel like they're competing at the level, intensity-wise, that we need them to compete at. Now we have to make those other steps in terms of making plays and being in the right position defensively so we don't give those big plays away.
Also, Are there any other coaches in the conference that you can admire or appreciate from afar that have completed a restructuring process? I know Jerry Keel might be in a similar process where his first 2 years were struggling, but now they're moving to become a winning program.
Oh, yeah, you look at that all the time. I mean, Jerry was one of the guys, and Kirk Ferentz at Iowa was one of those guys that started struggling his first couple of years and got it flipped and did some great things. He's still doing great things. But, you draw inspiration from those guys, and you know that the process works, and you got to stay with the process. And your guys start to see that. You know, they start to feed off of that. And as long as you don't waver as a coach, they go full steam ahead and try to do the things you're asking them to do.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Josh Moyer with ESPN.
Darryl, Appleby obviously didn't begin the season as the starter, but when he was the backup, you know, what did you see from him in that role, and how much has he been
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question. I lost you.
I'm sorry, I'm just curious, when Appleby was a backup, what was his mindset and what was his work ethic like, and how has he progressed since week one?
I got you. He prepared as if he was the starter when he was the backup, and that's what you liked about him. He knew he was one play away from being the guy, and every meeting he was there early and did the extra work that we asked him to do. He'd be in the building late at night studying the film at 10, 11 o'clock at night. But the biggest thing that you saw from him as a backup was he was so vocal and so positive with the rest of the team. That's when you knew that was a big asset that he was going to have when he started playing for us.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, you know, the Big Ten this year has a collection of some pretty impressive running backs, you know, filling out four of the top seven spots in the country, and you're kind of in a stretch right now where you're about to meet three of them in consecutive games. Can you talk a little bit about what it's like meeting, preparing for different challenges with some of these different backs between Cobb, Abdullah, Gordon, some of these guys that you have coming up on the schedule?
If you just look at the Big Ten for years and years and years, they've always had a collection of great backs every single year, and it's no different this year. And each week you got to prepare to be able to stop the run against those players. If you don't, it's going to be a long day for you. But we're about to see the next 3 or 4 weeks some great backs that run extremely hard. They have great balance, and they play the game with a tremendous amount of respect, and that's what you love about them.
Your next question comes from one of Jason Gonzalez with the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned earlier in the year that you noticed your team starting to play better against Notre Dame and build off that. With an effort like last week, I know it's only been a week, but have you seen the guys build off the effort against Michigan State?
Well, today was our first really work day on the field. We practiced early today because we're in fall break. But obviously you come back on Tuesday and they're a little bit sluggish because of you just played a game and you're just implementing a game plan. But they'll be ready to play on Saturday, and we'll see how they respond after the last week's performance. I have a lot of confidence these guys will respond the way they should respond.
Thanks.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thank you.